I'm joined by Mike Mayock of the NFL Network. Mike, how surprised were you, or maybe not surprised were you, when you saw the Eagles trade up to number two, presumably to get a quarterback?
Not surprised at all. I think that Howie Roseman and his staff have kind of zeroed in on the two top quarterbacks since the combine. I give them credit for that. I think they're both special. I think they're both franchise-type quarterbacks. Every move he's made, I think, has been towards getting one of these kids. He moved from 13 to 8, dumping salary and moving up. Then from 8 to 2, the short-term contract with Bradford. I think all of it was a grand plan that if you don't have a franchise quarterback, you don't matter. And I give him a lot of credit.
Mike, you have Carson Wentz as the number one overall player on your board, not just at the quarterback position. What is it that puts him at that number one spot?
We can all look at his physical traits. He's 6'5", 237, big arm, great athlete. He's got everything you want in a franchise quarterback physically, but what has really sold me is the kid himself. He's never gotten a B. His work ethic is off the charts. His toughness is off the charts. He'll be the first guy in every morning, the last guy to leave. He'll be a great teammate. I think the city of Philadelphia will like him because he's a blue-collar kid.
Is too much being made about that jump from FCS to the NFL, or is that something that's going to be a bit of a challenge for him?
I think it's a little bit more the lack of starts. 23 starts is kind of a bare minimum. He's only thrown the ball about 600 times. By comparison, Goff has thrown it 1,600 times. So he's got 1,000 less game reps. So it's, to me, it's a little bit less about the level of competition. He helped himself at the Senior Bowl for that. So it's just more about reps.
After the first round, the Eagles don't pick again until the third round. What other spots do you think the Eagles could address here? Offensive line, running back. What else do the Eagles need to get in this draft?
I could see them lining up a defensive tackle in the third round because it's such a great class. You can get a starter there. Guy like Javon Hargrave from South Carolina State could make some sense. Malik Collins could make some sense. So there's a real, I mean, you could get a defensive tackle in the third or fourth round that's really a second round pick in any other draft. So I'd like to see that addressed. And also, I think they've got to get a little more younger and more athletic on the offensive line.